Previously on Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Yeah, I mean, how stupid are we? What we thought was an attack by ghosts or evil spirits, or at the very least, a case of sleep paralysis? Well, it turned out to be a missionary falling asleep on his own knees while he was praying. And it still made it into that article about missionaries in a haunted house. Am I the only one that finds that weird?
This is Infants on Thrones.
Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Welcome back to Chunky Infant Ghost Stories. This is chunk number 8. Only 23 more to go. That's right, 23. Let's do this.
Floating lights.
Just before his transfer out of Oxenholm, Elder Ironrod experienced something he couldn't simply explain away or laugh off like he could the praying incident. It had been raining for a couple of days, so there was quite a bit of fog when we were coming back from Kendall that night. It was hard to see even the hedgerow on the other side of the road, Ironrod says. And usually, it's really easy to see that hedgerow. That's how I knew that something weird was up. That, and the storm clouds, and the thunder. Something about all that just made everything seem, I don't know, dark and creepy and wet.
The two missionaries reached their apartment just as darkness was setting in. Ironrod recalls,
Elder Horndog was just sitting by the window, reading a letter, and he looked out of the window and he said,
Look, there's someone out on the field.
I asked, What do you mean? And he said,
There's a light out on the field.
And I asked, Well, is it a light or a person? Come on, dude, get your story straight. And he was like,
Well, something out there is glowing. Maybe someone's holding a Coleman lantern, or perhaps holding a Redivac flashlight filled with Duracell batteries, or maybe a little kid playing with a Hasbro Light Bright or a General Electric Speak and Spell, and I'm running out of ways to seamlessly place our product placement ads, Elder Ironrod. Have we described it all enough?
So they creeped curiously up to the window, and they looked outside to see if anything else was out there besides quite a bit of fog.
We creeped curiously up to the window, and we looked outside to see if we could see anything else out there besides quite a bit of fog, said Elder Ironrod. But then we saw the light just like coming back to the house. It came to the first row of stone fences, and I expected it to stop or hesitate while someone made their way over the fence. But it didn't. It just continued to float past.
The light came down the pasture to within 100 feet of the missionary's window before disappearing into a cluster of trees just a little beyond the house. Elder Ironrod never saw the shadow or outline of a person holding the lantern. He never saw the lantern pause while it went over the stone fence. He never saw it bobbing up and down as if someone were holding it while they were walking.
I asked Elder Horndog, Hey, Horndog, do you see anybody out there?
Said Elder Ironrod as he explained that he asked Elder Horndog if he saw anybody else out there, while Elder Horndog responded with a no.
No, I didn't see anyone, said Elder Horndog.
The next day, we ran into the farmer as we were coming out of our apartment, and we asked him if he'd been out in the field late at night because we'd seen a light coming down from the pasture. And that's kind of when he chuckled at us and said,
I've seen that light before, too.
After asking who that light was, the farmer told Elder Ironrod and Elder Horndog,
I think it's my grandfather. I think he comes out here to check on the farm and on the house.
That's when I knew that the farmer was talking about a ghost,
Ironrod continues.
He said, Well, he comes to check out the house from time to time. My wife and I will hear him in the house as he moves things up around the house and opens the door. He reached out and tried to shake my hand once, but when I didn't grip his fist in just the right way, he bailed. I guess I didn't know the secret handshake.
But we do. We know the eternal handshake. We can teach you the eternal handshake.
said two excited elders at exactly the same time.
After that, Elder Horndog and I started to wonder if this grandpa was coming up to our apartment too and moving things around in our place,
Ironrod adds.
You know, to get us to teach his grandson, the farmer, to get him closer to salvation and to that secret, sacred handshake. You know, I probably shouldn't even be talking about this. But, okay, anyway, so the farmer never seemed creeped out by the visits. He seemed comforted that his grandfather was coming back to check up on things. We started teaching him the missionary discussions that very day, and that's when things started to get really weird.
Next on Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
I don't get it. His grandfather wanted us to teach him, right? But every time we opened up the scriptures to Moroni chapter 10, the book would just suddenly slam shut. I mean, do you want us to teach him the handshake or not? Maybe there were other ghosts, like Jehovah's Witness ghosts.
Come support us over on Patreon. Because we're totally worth it.
We should follow him too.